Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of our interview with the former challenger to Senator Harry Reid. Samantha Stone has the rundown.
Sharon Angle shares how she went from relative obscurity to national notoriety challenging Harry Reid.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Bensing, Mike Bosma, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program for two shows, Sharon Angle, former state assemblywoman and author of Right Angle, and of course, candidate running against Harry Reid in the senatorial race. I wanted to ask you, because I don't really think that the story has gotten out there in any great depth, of what happened the day after the primary, because I know your campaign's idea was that if there's any money left on election day, then somebody's going to be in big trouble. So basically, coming out of the primary, you won it, but you were broke.
Right.
What happened in that 6 weeks, if you can give us an idea of how you guys ramped up? Because you went from an all-volunteer group to a national corporation overnight.
Well, that's exactly right. I describe it in my book, Right Angle, as drinking water out of a fire hose. We ramped up from a 24-hour period, and we really didn't expect to have to do that. Usually campaigns, you know, you figure about 6 weeks out, people are engaged, that's when you do all your media buys. But Harry Reid started buying media before the primary was even done, and 24 hours out he was up on the air just making a caricature of me. And as you said, we had spent all of our money doing the primary. That's what people had donated the money for. That's what they wanted to see, was that we put our whole effort, and we did. We put our whole effort into that. And so what we had to do from that moment was begin to do the general election, which was get that money in, and we did. The money did come in. 94% of it came from donors who gave less than $200. So it was a truly grassroots campaign. We raised, over the course of the campaign, almost $30 million. But we were always behind in our fundraising because Harry Reid started out with his $25 million, was making his media buys, was actually getting good rates on his media buys. We were having to wait for the money to come in, and then we were able to buy our media. So it took us about 6 weeks to get our money in to go ahead then and be competitive in the media market.
Obviously, Senator Reid had been preparing for this because he vowed that what happened with John Ensign and he would never ever happen to him again. And he had put the party machine in place, and there were years of putting that all together. Mm-hmm. If you look back on it now, what would you do differently so that you would be better prepared coming out of the gate after an election like that?
Well, I'd like to have that money 24 hours after the primary, because that, I believe, would have been a very different scenario. It would have been a game changer for us, because one of the things that I found, and the reason that I wrote the book, Right Angle, is people said we never got to see the real Sharon Angle. All we got to see was this caricature that Harry Reid was painting in the media, because you weren't up there, you weren't competitive. And so I did. I wrote this book to say this is the real Sharon Angle.
But despite the fact that you were behind in the money game, it really didn't hurt you. You seemed to fare very, very well up until the very last minute. So what does that say about the necessity for, obviously money's necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not, but it must say something about the mood of the voters, the substance of the campaign, the status of Harry Reid. What is the takeaway from that?
Well, I think you have to look at the overall what did happen. We were stunned. I think the whole nation was stunned, because up until the night when the polls closed, we were ahead by, some said 4, some said 6 points. How does that change in a matter of really moments or at least an hour? How does that change? How are the exit polls so wrong? Well, you know, that's the question that the pollsters have been asking. That's the question that many people have been asking. And that's a question that I actually throw out in one of the sections of the book. Did Harry Reid steal Nevada? Now, it's not an accusation or an allegation. It's just merely one blogger's collection of all of the facts, and those are the facts. You decide what happened in this election.
Well, what are you suggesting?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm suggesting that people need to pick up this book, Right Angle, at SharonAngle.com. Read the book and decide for themselves.
I did read the book, as you can see from all my post-it notes in here. You address some of the discussion among the media and among the political pundits that there was internal dissent in your campaign, primarily between your own inner circle that had helped you win the primary and the professionals who were brought in to help you deal with the political realities of running a general election against Harry Reid. You scoff at that. You kind of dismiss the allegation that there was internal dissent, but you never really talk about those people from the outside, and in fact you do say that there was mistrust among your own people of the outsiders, the professionals.
Well, I think that anytime you're running a real close-knit organization, and that's what we had a small business going, and we had very trusted employees that had been working together for over a year, and then, as you said, we had to ramp up in less than 6 weeks. We had to bring in help. We had to be, we went from a $1.5 million small business to a $30 million corporation really overnight. And when you bring in people, there's always going to be a little shifting and wondering about, well, what my role is now. And we did have some of that, but this idea that we had this horrible blow up in our campaign is just, it's not true. Everyone did their work. They did the very best they could, and I'm very proud of our team.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sharon Angle when we come back.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Call 1-800-237-1788. Don't delay. Call now.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sharon Angle. Her new book is Right Angle. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were after the election when it was revealed about the focus groups that Senator Reid's camp were putting on, where they were putting up commercials where they were trying to portray the fact that you were extreme, and then they pushed further to paint you as dangerous. And at one point, they had to actually back off of that because the audience in those test screenings weren't going to accept that. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, if you look at New York 26, you'll see that he felt that that was so successful that they actually exported it into that special election. And I believe now they've started another pack. It's called something like Majority PAC or something like that, Super PAC. And they're going to export it across the nation in the next election. So I think what we were seeing here in Nevada was a prototype. And that was really my thought right after the election is, oh my goodness, I was the experience, the experiment, if you will, and now they're going to export this across the nation and try to do exactly what they did to me across the nation, and that's exactly what
But how do you personally feel about being painted as dangerous?
Well, let's see, I have 10 grandchildren, 2 children, you know, people know me and they don't think I'm dangerous. I don't think the ideas that we have are dangerous. They're patriotic. Our founding fathers, I suppose, they were painted as dangerous too by the Tories and the British. You know, they didn't think they were very, very nice guys for wanting to withdraw from a situation where they were being taxed without representation. I think that that's what this movement is about now that we're seeing in America now, is that people don't want to have their freedoms taken away. They like our capitalist system. They like the idea that we have prosperity here, that we did have jobs and that we were able to live in homes, and now that whole thing has been upset. And instead of concentrating on the real issues, my job, my home, and now the cost of gas that I'm putting in my car, the liberal or left wing or Harry Reid, that machinery, they want to concentrate on what I call a minutia, a personality attack, a personal attack, saying you're dangerous and you're extreme. Well, what's extreme about freedom? It's the thing that the whole world wants that we have.
But a whole lot of Republicans who should be philosophically in sync with you on a lot of your platform decided to join forces against you. Mm-hmm. And in your book, again, this book that chronicles the campaign, you suggest that they had motivations that were self-interested rather than strictly political motivations, and that those suggestions that you were dangerous or extreme were really cover for something else.
I think if you go to the Secretary of State's website, you can look at campaign contributions, you can look at who gives to whom for what, and especially looking into Harry Reid's contributions or the contributions that come into these campaigns for some of the folks that were on Republicans for Reid, you'll see the connection. That's what I'm suggesting, is there were ulterior connections, that these were not people that had the best interests of Nevada in mind. They were truly some kinds of paybacks, and we know that that happens in politics, that there is a certain amount of corruption that comes along with campaigns, and I do detail that in Right Angle, which is available at SharonEngle.com.
In terms of the dangerous characterization, you have you've described yourself, along with Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann, as the left's worst nightmare, discussing women like the three of you. Why? Why are you the left's worst nightmare?
The left in the 60s created a paradigm for women, a feminist paradigm, and we don't fit that paradigm. And whenever you push against the paradigm, you're going to get pushed back, because people don't, in large, we don't like change. We kind of like things to go along and be the same. And so when you're changing things, when you're pushing a different image, a different idea of who women are, that we can be smart, that we can be in politics, that we can raise children, that we can have some of the traditional women ideas and still engage on the conservative side of the fence. We're not all liberal feminists. We actually have embraced free capitalism. We've embraced less government and lower taxation.
Why are those dangerous ideas?
They're freedom ideas, and I think that they're not dangerous ideas to those who love freedom. They're dangerous ideas to those who like a central government and who have an elitist idea that the rest of us don't know what's going on and we need to be spoon-fed.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to hold you over, and on our next show, we're going to have another couple of segments with you to talk about the book and what's coming up next for Sharon Engle. So thank you very much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
More and more people in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
When it comes to wildfire survival, it takes a community.
I have a role.
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 When it comes to wildfire survival, we all have a role. To learn more on how you can help your home and community survive a wildfire, visit livingwithfire.info.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Janie Johnson is here, the author of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand. Clara Andreola is president of the Associated Builders and Contractors, and Martha Gould, community activist. Sharon Engel, in depth here, will play the second part of her interview tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Oh, Sharon Engel, what a great conservative voice for women and people of Nevada to try to get people to come back to our first principles of limited government, and to remind people what makes America great. She's just a great spokesperson, and hopefully her PAC can do a lot of good in getting the Senate back to being more conservative.
Clara?
I certainly think that no matter which side of the fence you're on, one thing you can say about Sharon is her tenacity and her message staying on point. I immediately, though, thought, what an interesting concept of repealing the 17th Amendment, because if some of those things that she said were true, those allegations, then maybe our founding fathers really had it right in letting the states actually put into place senators and not have it be a populist election, and manipulated possibly, if in fact that's how it was, so that we'd have true representation.
And there is a movement afoot to do that.
There is a movement to do that.
I always get very cautious when it comes to talking about a constitutional convention. I think what bothered me about Sharon, and I do respect her for her beliefs, which don't always agree with mine, she said that she wasn't really accusing Harry, but in fact she really was. And the problem that I see, I agree people aren't voting. I agree that there are a lot of people who really don't know the facts. But to sort of arbitrarily look at our government and say, we need smaller government, we need this, we need that, and then you forget, for instance, talk about a balanced budget amendment. What happens if there's a natural disaster? If you have a balanced budget amendment, you don't have an ability, if you don't have the money, to go out and address the problem, and that's one of the things they're facing right now in North Dakota. I think we need to go back to teaching civics in school. I think that it's very, very important. I do work with a We the People program, and that gives me some hope for the future. I'm now, as you know, a nonpartisan. I don't belong to any political party because I tend to vote for the person, not the party. But there are responsibilities. You know, she talks about freedom, but people forget that freedom demands both personal responsibility, and I don't see that happening.
Janie?
Oh, absolutely. I agree that we need to get back to personal responsibility and moral character. That's the glue that holds our whole country together. And government really needs to get back to these founding principles, and that government should only do what the individual cannot do. The problem with government isn't that the people aren't nice that work there and that they're incapable. That's not it at all. It's that they're placed in a political system that neither rewards nor measures success. And what's happening today, as we see it in healthcare, is that liberals continually misconstrue competition and the profit motive. And what competition and profit motive does is it promotes the private sector to make better products, better, and to make them for less money. And government does not allow and encompass these free market principles. And we need to get back into competition and free market principles, because when we do that in the private sector, products are better and they do it for less. And in government, projects get more expensive and less effective. We need to get back to just limited government.
I do want to speak to the point of the balanced budget and the emergency that you just articulated. I think it's really interesting that whether you're a home mom and dad or single person or whoever you are, whether you're a local jurisdiction, whether you're a state, everyone has to balance the budget with the federal government. And I think at that level, it's very, very disheartening, because if you don't have an incentive to make everything balance, and there are certainly challenges when you're dealing with the nation, but the fact is that every other small home to a state has that requirement, and every jurisdiction in between. And I think we need, and I think the people want, a balanced budget. They want
I
think we're going to run out of time shortly.
I want to jump in while we have a panel of women here and ask you to address quickly, how much
about
time
20
do
seconds
we have?
Each.
20 seconds each, Sharon's comments about feminism and conservative women.
Absolutely. Well, what the movement of women has been, a liberal movement of women, it's not been a conservative movement. And what liberals do is they want women to throw away their vote for liberals who want more control, more power of their money.
I have to tell you, as a conservative and as a woman, who it was really interesting, because I think when you start drawing those lines, you actually degrade and take away from the power that women have and the recognition that we all should enjoy, no matter what party or no matter what our philosophical leanings.
Well, being a somewhat liberal lady and fiscal conservative, women, well, look at the...
You've got about 10 seconds, Martha.
Okay, the bottom line is that women deserve to be treated as equals. Mm-hmm. And frankly, on either side of the aisle, I don't see that happening. And no, I never threw away my bra back in the 60s.
We are so glad to hear that. That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Nevada's not, but Washington is. President Obama and Harry Reid have given us more out-of-control spending, a huge debt, and now they're pushing for job-killing taxes. They just want a blank check.
I'm Mark Amaday, and I approve this message because I want you to know that if you elect me to represent you, I will vote to cut taxes and not increase the Obama debt limit. Obama and Reid have failed. It's up to us.
Here's important news for Medicare beneficiaries with diabetes.
These new alternate site, no-code meters make testing easier than ever and eliminate painful finger pricks. You can receive one of these new meters free. And with Medicare or private insurance, your testing supplies may also be covered with free delivery.
Call 1-800-211-8014 now. That's 1-800-211-8014. The call is free and there's no obligation.
1-800-MEDICINE for all your health care needs.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-981-2984 right now and stop putting money into auto repair. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-981-2984 now.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On our next broadcast, part two of our interview with Sharon Angle.
We'll see you then.